From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Opposition leaders in Haiti today rejected a U.S.-backed power-sharing agreement because it doesn't require that President Jean-Bertrand Aristide step down. Today, President Aristide raised the specter of another exodus of Haitian boat people as political violence spreads. Aristide sought international help, and his supporters are increasingly worried about political revenge killings. NPR's Martin Costi joins us from the capital, Port-au-Prince. Martin, tell us more about why the opposition rejected this deal today.
Well, the opposition never liked this deal from the moment they heard about it on Saturday because it allowed President Aristide to remain in office as president to serve out his term another 2 years. They say that he's built his power up in such a way here in Haiti that he has the means to intimidate the opposition as long as he is president, that he can fix elections, that he can bring out groups of armed people to support his cause and his party. That's what they allege, and that's what they say is the problem with this plan, that there's no real power sharing as long as he's president. And so they've basically drawn their line there, and I think they're also watching the situation on the ground very, very closely up north. I think they realize that that RSD's position is getting weaker and weaker, but the international community is standing by the president so far. The international community has made it clear that they don't want to see a duly elected president toppled, so it's an interesting standoff.
We mentioned that President Aristide asked for international help at his news conference today. What exactly does he mean by that? Is he asking for troops?
He's talking about help for the national police force here. There is no army in Haiti. There's a national police force. Between the lines, people are beginning to understand pretty clearly here that there would be probably some welcome given here now for perhaps international police, actual police. But he did not say that explicitly. He's always shied away from saying that exactly that way, and it remains to be seen what that's going to lead to.
Martin, the northern town of Port-de-Paix fell to the rebels overnight. How significant a development is that?
Well, it's a small town, but it's on the northern coast, and in times past, especially the 1990s, that was a big departure point for boat people fleeing the violence and the poverty of Haiti. So as we speak right now, there is no sign of a similar kind of an exodus, but President Aristide himself made the case today that if this violence continues, and especially if supporters of the government are persecuted by these armed groups, that we may see another flotilla forming on the northern coast.
President Aristide today also warned that thousands of Haitians could be killed if the rebels did get to the capital, Port-au-Prince. Is there a lot of anxiety that you're detecting there over the possibility of a rebel attack on the capital?
People are keeping their heads down. People did not come out in very large numbers for Carnival, which is just ending tonight. There are barricades that go up late afternoon, the beginning of evening here. It gets harder and harder to move around town without running into pro-Aristide groups who are manning these barricades. Sometimes they're burning tires, sometimes they're boulders or trees. Some trees have been sawed down and just laid across the streets here in the center of town. So there's certainly preparations taking place here for some kind of attack, but no one knows where it's going to come from or how it's going to happen if it happens.
NPR's Martin Costi in Port-au-Prince. Martin, thanks very much.
You're welcome.